This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Colorado Springs brewery owned by the man who helped stop the shooting at Club Q hosted a fundraiser Tuesday for an LGBTQ organization. CPR's Dan Boyce was there. He says the event was planned before the shooting earlier this month.
Calling it standing room only at Entre Vita Beer Company, I think, kind of undersells how packed it's been tonight. Just hundreds of people coming through this small brewery in Colorado Springs. Governor Jared Polis stopped in, Mayor John Southers, and Ent Credit Union presented Richard Fierro with their first annual Community Advocate Award, which came with a check for $50,000.
CPR's Dan Boyce. The fundraiser will benefit the group's Mosaic and an LGBTQ resource center at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. The owners and managers of Colorado's largest buildings have until December 1st, tomorrow, to give the state details on their energy use. CPR's Sam Brash reports it's a first step in trying to reduce their climate impact.
Keith Hay is a senior policy director for the Colorado Energy Office. He says the reporting requirement only applies to large buildings over 50,000 square feet. About 2 weeks until the deadline, only about 35% of those buildings appeared on track to meet it.
And I would encourage anyone listening, get in touch with the Colorado Energy Office. We have a lot of resources to help building owners make sure that they are reporting by the deadline.
The data collection is a first step in a new effort to require buildings to be more energy efficient and burn less fossil fuel. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
It could cost more next year to rent a car at Denver International Airport. Starting in February, the airport has proposed increasing its fee on each car rented on site. The fee is currently $2.15 per day, the lowest of any major U.S. airport. DIA CEO Philip Washington hopes to raise it to $6, in line with the national average. The extra revenue would go toward building a consolidated rental car facility, basing all car companies out of one site and potentially replacing shuttle buses with a rail stop.